Welcome to the Trophy Room after show that is top tier, where Kyle and I fight to the supposed death over who has the best list. This month, Kyle and I are jousting over who are the best boss fights that are PlayStation exclusive in PlayStation history.
Yeah.
So, Kyle.
So, talk a little bit about the rules.
Talk about the rules here.
So, PlayStation exclusive, like in PlayStation history, they must have appeared on PlayStation first. If they went elsewhere afterwards, that's totally fair. Okay. I envision this being as we both pick a team of five. Yeah. And then the patrons will get to vote on whose team won. And we get to argue about each other about why my pick is better than your pick.
Yeah.
Inspired by many TikToks doing of people drafting many different things. No, this is
totally original content.
Sure. Yeah, I'll take it. You know what? Let's copyright it. I mean, you know, yeah. let's get to the patent office and let's get into it. But that's how it's going to work. We're each going to take turns. It's not going to be like a snake draft. So like, sure. I'm not going to pick two in a row or whatever. We're just going to go back and forth.
One by one. Yeah.
And yeah, I'm going to have a good time destroying Joe.
Ooh, okay. Well, I'll let you know that just like Batman, I had 5 minutes of prep time. So you're going fucking down.
Hold on. We've been trying to record this for 3 weeks. What do you mean you've had 5 minutes of prep time?
Every time we're about to record, I take 5 minutes. I go on some Google searches because my memory don't work good.
Okay.
All right. All right. I don't got the memory like you, man. Now, also, I want to specify no spoilers, right?
Yeah, if it's a recent game.
How recent are we talking about?
I'm going to say, I would say like a Ragnarok boss we can mention, but we won't go into specifics about like.
Like we can't like defend the end
results.
That. Right.
Yeah.
We can just talk about like Kratos, like obviously we see it in like the trailers, like Kratos versus Thor. Like that.
Yes, stuff like that. Okay. We can mention, but we won't go in depth. I think that's I think a year, maybe two, might be the cutoff. Okay. Also, we're not including Final Fantasy 16, even though they have some incredible bosses. We haven't finished them yet. Oh my god. I may have done a whole 180 on icon fights. Who knows? We'll talk about it maybe in the spoiler cast.
Wow, I can't wait. Are we gonna do that on September?
I think so. I have ideas.
Oh, okay. Of who to bring on?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's cool. All right.
Maybe even getting Ben himself to come back.
I mean, that would be lovely.
And a special patron, and not tell the patron.
Now we're kind of like, are we kind of?
I don't know.
Well, that's true. Ben's now very busy, so he could.
He's all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah, you could very easily say no. All right. Fair enough. All right, Kyle. I'm ready to just fight, dude.
All right. Do you want to flip a virtual coin to see who drafts first? Or you know what? You had 5 minutes prep time. You go first.
Oh, fuck. For real?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, cool. I'm going to hit you where you fucking live. All right?
Bring it.
Kyle, the first boss fight that I'm going to bring to the table is the only boss fight that it's the final boss fight. Because I feel like for the most part, final boss fights, cliches, of course they're going to be epic. Of course they have to be grandiose. It's the final boss fight. But this one boss fight in particular made me reevaluate how I feel about a series. Nay, about a genre.
I know what you're picking and I'm sad, but I get it. It has to be the first pick.
Sephiroth,
yeah,
Final Fantasy VII Remake. And honestly, while we were walking, because I was like, I need to remember it, I need to re-jog my memory. Dude, what a fucking boss fight that is. And also in this one, we don't bleep the cusses, because this one's
no.
Hardcore. All right? And I forgot. So, honest to goodness, I'm not a Final Fantasy fan. You know this. My first Final Fantasy is Final Fantasy VII. And just rewatching that cinematic, I know that things aren't supposed to happen the way they do. And fighting Sephiroth isn't supposed to go down the way it goes down. Mm-hmm. It subverts all the expectations for a classic Final Fantasy VII fan. And as a newcomer, it felt like this climactic ending that all my team, the folks that I want, they're here. We've grown together. We're fighting the big bad in this awesome, epic clash in the goddamn cosmos. It's, and the, dude, the music,
yeah,
sublime, amazing.
Yeah. Even in the original, and I can't fight you on this one. This is just a no-brainer. Yeah. Like Sephiroth to me is the ultimate villain. He's the ultimate boss in any game. Like he is so menacing. Every scene that he pops up in, he just takes control, and you can understand why people are afraid of him and how he could end the world. Yeah.
Maybe I am.
That's a great pick. It's a great pick.
All right, fair enough. Do you regret giving me the profile?
1,000,000%. Because now, like, I have other ones, but I can also wait on them. I don't think you're going to pick them next.
Okay. Who knows?
I don't know. You know, I'm gonna take this one first just to have it.
Okay, fair enough.
Just in case.
I do plan on fighting you with every single choice you make, even if it's something I love.
No, I know. Okay. I'm just, I really should not have let you go first. I'm really rattled. I was not expecting to be rattled so early.
Again, like Batman, I had prep time.
Man.
I already love doing this with you, buddy.
I'm gonna, all right.
You know,
I'm
living in your fucking head.
I'm just gonna say, I'm going Doc Ock, Spider-Man 2018.
Ooh.
May not be everyone's, you know, first pick when it comes to boss fights.
Wouldn't be mine.
But the way the story unveils and the revelations happen during the boss fight on top of a tower is pretty incredible and is a great ending to one of the best superhero games ever made. Mm-hmm. And I mean, come on, that suit that you get to fight Doc Ock is awesome. Performances are great. It's pretty cinematic. It's a fitting conclusion to the first game. And sure. I'm very looking forward to how Spider-Man 2 ups the game in that regard.
That's fair.
It's solid. It's solid. I'm rattled. What do you want me to say?
The Doc Ock fight is very cinematic in nature, and there's high stakes on the line. But the boss fight, in terms of mechanically and how it works, to me, as you know, as epic as it is, it seems, I just love the challenge of a good boss fight, and I don't feel like Doc Ock was all that challenging. I think he was menacing in different aspects, but he didn't make the boss fight. Like, I much prefer like the one where Spider-Man gets his ass kicked in the prison by the Sinister Six. Like, that's fucking cool. Because I was like, is Peter gonna die here?
That's very interesting you bring that up, because I do also love a challenging boss fight, but I also enjoy the spectacle of a boss fight. And I think that's where a lot of my picks may fall in, is the spectacle of it all. Maybe not difficulty. I stand by that pick. It's strong.
Okay. Yeah, could have been stronger. Do I want to hit you again, Kyle?
Go ahead. You can hit me, because I'm going to hit you next. I have it locked and loaded.
I think you think you're going to hit me, and it's not going
to
work.
Oh, I'm going to.
I'm going to attack you where you live.
All right,
Kyle. I'm gonna tell you this. Mm-hmm. I could pick two boss fights, but one would be just completely aggravating. But one of them is legitimately terrifying.
Okay.
Let's talk about the Rat King in The Last of Us Part 2.
You motherfucker. I did not think you were going to pick that. Son of a bitch.
I have all the prep time in the world.
Do you have access to my doc? What's going on here?
I don't. Shit. I have prep time. God.
If I was rattled before, what am I now? Fuck.
I'm in your head. I'm living here now, Kyle. I'm living here. Dude, remember here's how scary the Rat King is, okay? When was The Last of Us Part 2? 2020? That was 18 years ago. I was 15. Okay? I'm a grown-ass man. I'm like 28, I think. I don't know. Time is escaping me. And I was so scared walking up to the Rat King, Kyle. I had to get my mom in the room. I had to take the headphones out. I'm being honest with you. I'm like, Mom, you just got to be here with me. And like, when you see it in the ambulance, might as well call it the Wambulance, because I wanted to cry. Yeah. And then when you finally kill it and you think you're like, oh, fuck, thank Christ, I done did it. The fucking little one pops out of like his fucking face hole and then runs in a vet and you got to fight him again.
Yeah.
Absolutely fucking terrifying. Save all your throwers, save all your bullets. Mm-hmm. That just the sound design alone makes the Rat King one of the just devious bosses in PlayStation history. Kyle, I'm in your cerebellum. What's wrong?
You're in my medulla oblongata. Oblongata. Right now. That is a fantastic pick.
Fantastic pick. You can't fight that.
I can. And yeah. I will.
All right.
I'm going to come into your home now.
Okay. Knock on the door.
Many may say there might be some better boss fights maybe in the main game.
Sure.
It's a spectacle, right?
Spectacle. Yeah.
But nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing touches the Orphan of Kaz from Bloodborne.
Ooh, Orphan of
Kaz. Are you kidding me? You walking on that beach, you see this this fishy alien man get birth from a beached alien celestial.
Yep.
And then he comes at you fighting against you with his mother's placenta as a weapon.
Sounds like a big dumb idiot to me.
Big dumb idiot that took me 4 fucking hours over the course of 2 days to beat. Here's my challenging one, right? Okay. The spectacle isn't really there, but it might be one of the fastest bosses in Bloodborne to learn. It's a boss you haven't beaten yet. Yeah. And talk about like it's scream of war, is war cry battle when you're fighting against
him. I know the sound. You want me to replicate it?
Please, please do.
Little, little,
you nailed it. You absolutely nailed it. It has incredible reach and range. The fact that you can fight way out into the body of water behind it and just get as much distance behind because you're going
ooh,
to need to
splash you, Orphan of Kaz. Ooh, ooh, splash, splash.
Oh, no, I'm going to splash him with fire and if. Why am I blanking? Fire paper and bolt paper. You got to have those handy. That is one of the most memorable fights in any Souls game that I played since then. And it's difficulty. Yeah. It's lore wise, it's pretty cool. Orphan of Kaz is a great second pick.
So here's why I think that pick's garbage. Okay.
All right. Yep.
DLCs where you save all the bosses that you just, they didn't make the cut, right?
Okay.
It's cover
yeah.
B. Mm-hmm. It's sure. cover B to cover A. You know? Uh-huh. That's what it is.
Yeah.
They're just,
okay.
they're throwaway. I don't know Orphan of Kaz. I've never met Orphan of Kaz. Yeah.
You're nuts.
I know, Lady Maria, the celestial clockwork orange. Yeah. I get it. Whatever.
Yeah.
Throwaway.
Jeez.
Listen, I can.
Miyazaki was scared to put him in the main game because no one would have beaten it.
Because he couldn't be bothered by it. Couldn't be bothered by it. Here's the thing about Bloodborne. We could put 5 Bloodborne bosses as the best PlayStation bosses, and that would be valid. But my list only has 1. And luckily, Kyle swung, and he just fucking missed hard.
Oh, what are you going to say? Yeah, go ahead, say it.
I'm just going to say it. Yeah. When I'm thinking of memorable bosses mm-hmm. of Bloodborne, 2 come to mind.
Yeah.
Right? It's Guermin, the first hunter. Guermin's
oh, fucking yeah, yeah. Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
When yep. Guermin's like, Guermin joins the fight and he gets up out of his fucking rocking chair and mm-hmm. all of a sudden this guy's like the Usain Bolt of hunters. That's fucking wild, dude.
Yeah.
Subverted my every expectation.
He's just the end of every hunter fight you have. It's just another hunter fight.
Exactly. Fucking awesome fight.
No, it's just another hunter fight. There's nothing special about it.
And you're just in this flower petal. It's great. It's a great fight.
Yeah.
What's the truest skill check in Bloodborne? What's though the boss that everybody goes to and goes, I bash my head into the fucking pavement. And now I finally get it. I finally learnt how to overcome them every time. Shout out to the Ageless Hermit who shared this on Twitter. He beat him. It was a celebration. He's like, I did this. Now I could overcome everything. Now I could come, I could take on the world. The boss everyone remembers from Bloodborne is Father Gascoigne. He is by far the epitome of what makes a good From Software boss, right? He's fast paced. He's brutal. You have to use your environment to kind of get ahead of him. Every type of trick you can. And then he has that little secret. You got the little music box you open up. And then it makes him go fucking nuts. And you get to just slice and dice and Julianne Fry that motherfucker. It's Father Gascoigne. He is the Bloodborne boss. Father Gascoigne.
But once you beat him, you know the tricks. And it's easy to go through them again. Right, so it becomes trivial at that point.
Here's the thing, Father Gascoigne. He'll always, like, even for me, humble brag. I beat him on the first time most of the time, but sometimes he still gets one on me, dude. He still gets one on me, and like the backstory of Father Gascoigne too is like he is a hunter that his wife was out looking for him because he was joining the hunt, and that body he's chopping up, that's her. And the girl that, you know, is sending you to save their parents, you're not saving them. You're not. The only thing you're giving them is a quick death. That's pretty fucking metal, dude.
Yeah, but it's also...
You made a kid an orphan. I think that's cool.
Put that on the box.
I rest my case.
Damn it. I was gonna, you know, poke at you and be like, man, that the battlefield sucks getting stuck on tombstones. That's super cheap.
But you have to know your environment.
Environment. Not really. You can roll exactly right and just roll straight into a headstone. And that's like, that's the unfair part of that battle. It sucks.
Well, you just gotta learn to be good. Get good.
Oh, yeah. You memorize where every headstone is? Come on, Joe.
You had trouble with a weird boy flailing around a placenta, Kyle. I don't want to hear this.
Oh, I got, man, it's my own placenta.
You know?
I'm the spokesperson. Gwyneth Paltrow is who I am.
Ay, ay, ay.
Come on.
All right. My next pick, my third pick, is going to be a classic, a game that I had not played. But the lore and history about this boss fight, there was not a necessity for me to play this boss.
That's fair.
You didn't play the original Sephiroth boss, and you still included that part. So, like, come on.
But I played the remake. I loved
it. I understand it. Okay. I understand.
All right. But, folks, just know if you're listening, Kyle didn't play this boss. He didn't get to experience it.
Well, okay. I will later this year when it finally comes to current consoles. The Psycho Mantis boss fight in Metal Gear Solid 1 is legendary. Mm. Kojima was on something to the next degree. The fact that it read your memory card and made fun of you while you fought him is awesome.
That is pretty fucking cool. I'm not gonna say no idea.
Like, it's not just a predictable pre-written thing, a jab at the play or whatever. No, it like lets you know, like, oh, you're rapping with Parappa the Rapper, are you? Huh? And you're the first time you experience it, you're like, what the hell? How does it know? Where? What depths how far does this go down? Like, how many games did Kojima program in there? it just reads your memory card. And the way to beat the boss, you had to put your controller into the second player port on your PlayStation. So that way it could not read your inputs on the controller. That's like the definition of outside the box thinking. Yeah. That's next level stuff. So Psycho Mantis is easily one of the most iconic boss fights in PlayStation history.
So I just want to say, this is why Psycho Mantis just doesn't work. Okay. First off, Kyle, I'm anti Big Brother. I'm anti government knowing what I'm doing at all times. Why the hell would I want to let Kojima in on what my day to day looks like, what I'm playing?
That's pro making children orphans.
I got crazy stances, wow. Kyle.
What a great platform this man's running on.
I go out. Listen, I'm a candidate that sees both sides, Kyle.
Get out of here.
I rest my case on that. But what I don't rest it on, it's an invasion of privacy. And then let's talk about accessibility, okay? Because I'm all about accessibility. All right? Pro making kids orphans. I'm pro-orphan. Super pro-orphan. But those orphans, they got to make sure if they got a faulty player 2 slot, they're still able to beat the boss.
Oh, now God you're going to blame the equipment?
Yeah, God forbid.
Oh, get out of here.
There's a little dust in player slot, too. And my controller don't work. I can't beat Psycho Mantis.
What, you're going to say what? Some of these bosses aren't hard because you or too hard because of stick drift? That's on you for abusing your controllers. What are you talking about?
Listen, I would never abuse a controller.
That's not a boss problem.
You could take that one to the bank, okay? I treat my controllers with love and respect.
No, you don't.
I don't. But the ports, I care deeply about the ports, okay? Anything I could insert anything into, I care for. So that player 2 slot, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know about Psycho Mantis, okay?
All right. You're going to be changing your tune when you play it in a few months.
And that's the thing. Is it going to be like, oh, you've been fighting, I don't know, the Rat King.
I've read your search history on Pornhub.
Uh-oh. And it is colorful to say the least. I feel like I can go almost anywhere with these next two.
I have a long list, and it's going to be tough to pick two more. I'm going to be totally honest.
And that's the thing. So I'm just kind of taking a look at my, like, what I want to do here. Like, do I want to win, or do I want to feel like I've truly earned it?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I have a great array of bosses. Like, we got the cinematic ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got those scary ones. We got the skill check one. I got an ad that's just playing in my ear.
I'm gonna be real upset if you pick my wild card.
I have a wild card that I know you're not. Oops, sorry, I hit my mic. That I know you're not going to pick.
Really?
I know you're not going to pick it. So I get to be like, there's no way.
Okay.
why not? Why not just take the safe route?
How many orphans did you just make in that pause in your brain?
Well, we almost made one an orphan, I'll tell you that. God of War Ragnarok, Kratos v. Thor fight, the opening fight.
Okay.
And here's what I'll say about it.
A tutorial fight. Okay.
A tutorial fight. You know what the f*** is about to go down.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're like, you're Kratos. You're the God of War. We've taken down bosses after bosses. And Thor is showing you firsthand. Mr. Kyle Stevenson himself has landed via lightning. And he made you his little bitch. And there's a really cool thing that happens that really gamifies the fight. Where it's like, oh my God, how did that happen? It's so cheap. And then they bring you back into the moment. Fucking cool, Kyle.
They Psycho Mantis it.
And here's the thing. It's not trying to invade my privacy. I don't have to turn my DualSense into...
It breaks the fourth wall.
It breaks the fourth wall accurately. And some would say even better. than anything Kojima has ever done in his life.
Whoa.
Kratos the Thor fight volume one is a spectacle, Kyle. A spectacle.
Would not expect anything less from you picking a tutorial fight as one of the best boss fights. It's great. It's a spectacle. I would argue, again, I'm not going to get into it. Later fights and encounters with Thor might be a little bit better.
But again, that's like a crescendo. It's cheap.
Listen, it's a boss fight. Doesn't matter.
It's cheap. It's just like, okay. Of course, something spectacle is going to happen.
Okay.
This one sets the tone. I like things that set the tone. All right. I like things that trace a trend.
Sure. Yeah. And on that note, I'm going to go with my wild card, which also sets the tone throughout the entire game. Okay. And it was it evolved even more in the remake and made it even scarier. I'm talking about Mr. X. Follows you around the entire game. Freaks you out. He pops in. The fact that you could hear him in other rooms and you know you need to get your ass to safety and get as much space in between is a great little mechanic. And sure, yes, I'll give you this, Joe. It is a Resident Evil boss. At the end, it's a rocket launcher. That's pretty much what you use. I get it. But the fact that he is ever present throughout the entire game, and he's a menace the entire game, not just in Claire, but also with Leon. It's a great boss, big bad mechanic in Resident Evil, and the best.
He's okay. I mean, like, listen, Resident Evil 2, we can't talk about the remake. Remake was everywhere. We're talking classic Resident Evil here.
I understand that, but it's the same. It originated on PlayStation.
No, and listen, I'm not here to fight with you. I'm not here to fight with you on it.
Okay.
All you got to do to outrun Mr. X is a slight jog. That's it. All you got to do is just a leisurely pace and you beat him. He's just a big dude in an overcoat. Okay. Ever heard of Stranger Danger? Stranger Danger. He's the epitome of it. Oh, strange guy, trench coat chasing after me. Go somewhere else. Go to a public setting.
Okay.
You know? He's honestly a dumb idiot. He's honestly so dumb and so bad.
He's got great fashion though. That hat's pretty cool.
It's a good fedora. He went to Men's Warehouse. He was like,
I like the way you look.
Menacing?
I like the way I look.
It's like, I guarantee it. Yeah. All right.
Now I'm gonna ask you, Jeff. This will be your last pick.
This will be my last pick.
Do you want to give any honorable mentions or do you want to wait until afterwards? To kind of set the stage.
Can I tell you the one I was gonna pick?
Go for it.
Is my honorable mention.
Yeah.
I was gonna pick the Thunderjaw from Horizon.
I have that on my list.
I was gonna pick it because I'm like, that beast is just so goddamn iconic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just tearing off like the limbs and like just using it as like Horizon's just such a cool fucking game, man.
Yeah.
It truly is. It's such an awesome universe. And like the Thunderjaw to me is the boss. It's like Jurassic Park. You can't have a Jurassic Park without the T-Rex. The Thunderjaw is it.
Spoilers. Game that came out this year, Burning Shores, that end boss, I think, absolutely is better. But yeah. I'm not going to include it because it's a newer game.
Yeah, it's a newer game. But, Kyle, my last pick is going to throw you... You're going to be really surprised.
Am I?
You're actually going to be fucking shocked.
Okay.
And honestly, you could pick any one of these because I feel like these bosses are so iconic. And that kind of transcend that so many people have either tried or taken inspiration to. And I'm going to mess up its name. And this is a boss that I have played and beaten, by the way.
Okay.
Let's talk about Shadow of the Colossus.
You motherfucker.
Let's talk about the Phalanx. All right?
Okay.
The big floaty thing in the sky. Shadow of the Colossus is such an interesting game because all it is boss fights, right? Like there's no single little enemies, and each boss fight is just a puzzle that you're trying to solve as you're climbing it and hitting its weak spots. The game is just so, so beautiful and just so unique. And there's really nothing like it, even decades after it came out on the PS2. It's still a game that developers are inspired by and chase after. And the Phalanx, again, I'm not good at spelling or pronunciation.
I think it's Phalanx.
Oh, it is Phalanx? Okay, good.
I think so.
It's so awesome because it's in the air. And so it's kind of like you're Tom Cruise. Everybody loves Tom Cruise. You're climbing that jet. You're finding the pieces. You're stabbing it in the wings. You're like, take that wingspan, you dumb son of a bitch. And then you get onto its skull and then, bam, you stab it right in the dumb skull because it's a dumb idiot at the end of the day. Or a beautiful creature that I just laid to waste to resurrect my dead-ish girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe something bad happens. I don't know. Maybe I was are we the baddies? That's the Phalanx fight. I really dig Shadow of the Colossus. Even talking about it now and getting the memories back in my head, I'm like, this is a game I need to go back to. It's a special game. And that boss fight is a special goddamn boss fight. So yeah. The Phalanx.
It's a great pick.
Thank you.
Best pick. I had Colossus from Shadow of the Colossus on my list.
That's fair.
Well, like you said, any of those bosses are pretty iconic.
Yeah.
So here's the list of all the honorable mentions that aren't making my top five.
Okay.
I also had Lady Maria from Bloodborne. I had a lot of earlier God of War bosses.
Ooh,
like Kronos. Okay. I had Zeus, which is a great fight. The Hydra at the beginning of God of War is a great battle. Also, the statue dude from 2. I forgot what that one was called. A spoiler boss from Ragnarok, which I'm not going to include because of spoilers.
Yeah.
Ludwig from Bloodborne. I know
exactly what you're talking about, though.
Yes. Yeah. Ludwig from Bloodborne. Another stellar fight.
Stellar.
That transformation when he, from horse to man, mm-hmm. is like, blew my mind. That second phase is wild.
Wild.
And then some old school Final Fantasy bosses like Diablos, when you beat him in Final Fantasy VIII, and he's like trapped in an item. You use the item, then you fight him, and then he joins you as like a summon.
Mm.
That's pretty cool. Tonberry King, also from 8, pretty awesome. The only like not like exclusive PlayStation one that I think it's a cool boss fight, but I don't think it's top five worthy. The Grand Inquisitor from Plague Tale. At the end.
Okay.
Like that is a big, huge set piece. And it's cool. It's definitely cool. I had the BT dogs from Death Stranding, the massive BTs.
What a good one.
And there's other ones, but it's come down to two.
Can I just say one thing?
Go for it. Yeah.
I was gonna do the Tinkerer from Spider-Man Miles Morales. Ooh, and the reason why I was like, could we do other like things that outside of PlayStation is because I think Sekiro does have some of the best boss fights, the most challenging boss fights for sure, but some of the most rewarding boss fights in a video game. Like I think of the best boss designs are in that game. Like Lady Butterfly is the Father Gascoigne of that game. Guardian Ape is one of the most memorable boss fights because of like you think you kill him and then he has a second phase out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just try to find his name real fast because it's gonna end me if I don't.
Oh, I thought about putting Elden Ring stuff on here.
Ishin, like,
Millennia? Are you kidding me?
Millennia would be top tier. She is truly like. Genichiro is a great fight in Sekiro. Yeah.
Yeah. I also thought about some of those too, but it's come down to these two. I know we both love this one, so I'm going to go with it. So I'm going to give you my last honorable mention, and it hurts because a lot of people don't like it. I do.
Okay.
Rafe Adler at the end of Uncharted 4. The sword fight. I know it's not the best mechanically, but with the ship you know, going down with flames all around you. It looks gorgeous. In your face, close quarter combat.
So I had something in my tooth that was really bothering me.
You're fine. We're not on video, so you just told everybody. So that would be my last honorable mention. It might not be the best for a five. Yeah, but Joe, we both loved a game so much in the past like 2 years or so. This is our game of the year.
Yeah.
Some might say. I'm picking Hyperion from Returnal.
Hyperion, is that a
that's the organ boss. Yeah. That's the organ boss. Yeah. It's hard to describe it, but the hearing the boss play this ominous symphony the entire run through this biome, and then you get there and the music is still playing, but he is throwing crazy amounts of bullets at you and doing the Returnal dodging in between.
It's more intense as like the orchestra.
Oh my God. I felt so cool playing that. And even the lead up to it, when that moment clicks, when you enter that boss room and you realize, oh, this is the dude playing the music the entire time.
This is the source of the madness.
This is, that's a cool ass boss fight. Most that's of the Returnal metal. Bosses are great.
Yeah.
But I think this one, I think, is our favorite, mine for sure. So, Hyperion from Returnal is my number five.
Honestly, Kyle, you know, usually I'd say something like you're ugly or something, right? I'm not going to say that. That's okay. A legitimately good pick. What I will say, my only retort is, I think, what is it? Let me just make sure I get the name right.
Which biome are you thinking?
I think Piano Man.
Yep.
That's Oregon Boy.
Which is the one I picked, yep.
Is one of Billy Joel's most overrated songs. First off, he's playing the piano. The biggest
fucking instrument. He's not playing the Piano Man in the game.
He might as well be. The biggest instrument in that whole song is the fucking harmonica. It's overpowering the fucking piano. So maybe Billy Joel, you wouldn't be stuck in that fucking bar if you put the piano front and center. If you're the Piano Man, okay. Uh-huh, again, we're going back to the old analogy right here. Okay, I'm going to Tony's Pizzeria, and I'm not going to Tony's Taqueria. All right, if you sell me empanadas at a pizza place, you're overshadowing the pizza by the empanada just existing. All right. You're saying that your pizza's not good enough. Here's this other delish, piece. Okay. So Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, 100%. First off, straight fire. That song's fucking great. Beats the shit out of the Piano Man any day of the week. So Hyperion, just because the organ is the cousin of the piano.
Yeah.
Makes me think of the Piano Man. It just takes me out of the fight. It's just, right. It's like 5 minutes before close at King's Supermarket. If you ever wanted to assassinate me 7 years ago, that was the best time to do it. I'm like, oh God, the Piano Man's playing. I got 5 goddamn minutes. Got to hear Billy Joel being like, oh, I got bread and margarine. Fuck you, Billy Joel. Be a better piano player. Right?
Yeah.
Billy Joel's the fucking man, though.
Too many DUIs, but you know.
Yeah, well, too many. You know, we all have our demons we wrestle. Maybe that's the biggest boss out of all. maybe that's what we take.
Oh no. I'll run through my top five. Number one. I don't know how to transition out of that one.
I really was on one.
Doc Ock, Spider-Man 2018, Orphan of Kaz from Bloodborne, Psycho Mantis, Metal Gear Solid, Mr. X from Resident Evil 2 at number 4, and then Hyperion from Returnal as my number 5.
And I come in with the superior list. Sephiroth, Final Fantasy VII Remake, number 1. The Rat King, The Last of Us Part 2. Spooky, terrible, terrifying. Father Gascoigne, Bloodborne, greatest game ever made. Thor v. Kratos, Volume 1, God of War Ragnarok. And Phalanx, Shadow of the Colossus. who had the better list, y'all decide. Let us know in the comment section down below. I'm also going to have a poll out later this week, maybe on Monday, give y'all a chance to vote. Maybe I put it out tomorrow when they would put out the show and then just have it last the entire week. That would make sense, right?
Yeah.
There you go. And see who had the better list. Obviously me.
It's a tough battle.
Someone said, I mean, for some people,
you know, I mean, you definitely rattled me. I thought I had the Rat King until the fourth round. I'm not even joking. I thought I could have held on to it.
Do you think
I would have picked that number one? No. Okay. The reason I picked Doc Ock first was because I knew I could hold off on the Rat King. I secretly wanted to say it, but I thought I could grab him lower. Yeah. And then you just fucking take him in the second round. It really threw me off.
Honestly, I was very scared you're going to get Father Gascoigne or Guervin.
Nah.
All right. That was what I was terrified of. Mm-hmm. Those are my favorite boss fights in that game, for sure. Everybody, that's been Top Tier again. Let us know in the description, or sorry, in the comments, who had the better list.
Let us know what you want us to battle it out next.
Yeah.
You have any ideas? I have some ideas, but let us know what you want to battle next. How about the winner picks the next battle?
Ooh. Okay. Well, I'll tell you then after the show because I don't want it to influence the vote. You know what I mean? Because I do have a really good idea.
Absolutely.
All right, fair enough. Everybody, that has been the Trophy Room After Show's Top Tier. With all that said, with all that out of the way, everybody, love y'all. Keep your wits about you. Keep hunting. Keep playing PlayStation. See you guys.
Vote House of Bangers.